B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
A week from today.
Mm-hmm.
We also, by the way, folks, we have another little, we have a halftime contest of our contest. How many people have a contest within a contest?
We do.
You're damn right we do.
That's right.
We're going to have our trivia contest again, Trey.
Okay.
Buzzers and everything.
That's awesome.
Podiums, prizes. We just need people that want to be in it.
There you go.
So if you're going to come to our Cornhole Championship, we want to know, or maybe you're not going to go to the Cornhole Championship, but you'd like to go, you give us a call if you want to get into our trivia contest. If you think you know everything about Philadelphia sports, then guess what? You call in. We'll get you in our contest for some great prizes. Speaking of great prizes, for something else, this is another contest within a contest. How about winning up to $10,000 as part of our 5K a day Trust the Contest giveaway?
97.5 The Fanatics Trust the Contest 5K a day free money giveaway.
Presented by the New Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN.
This hour's keyword is safe. Safe. Enter the keyword safe on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting safe to 45911 by 8:15 this morning, and we'll call you if you're randomly selected, and you'll win $1,000. Everyone that enters on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Rules for this nationwide contest are available at 975thefanatic.com. Enter the keyword safe on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting SAFE to 45911 by 8:15 this morning. Our Fanatic Trust the Contest 5K a day cash giveaway is presented by the all-new Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN. Good luck. This in your hip-hop evolution yet?
No, I haven't gotten here yet.
Coming to a little House of Pain. Like House of Pain was going to do anything.
What movie?
Cypress Hill, excuse me.
Damn.
Yeah, evidently it was not a hip-hop evolution.
House of Pain, what movie?
House of Pain, what movie? Yeah, like House of Pain was going to do anything.
Is that a quote from
a movie? It's a quote from a movie. Very popular movie amongst men.
Huh. Celtic Pride?
Why Celtic Pride?
Yeah. Oh, because they're from Boston.
That's right. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds kind of familiar.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
Swingers.
Yeah. Miss Guzzi with the Cypress Hill reference anyway. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. I went into a little bit of a rabbit hole yesterday, guys, and I apologize for it, but anytime it gets brought up, I jump into this, because I think about what could have been. Between Terrell Owens and Donovan McNabb, Trey, and that's just me as a fan, I can't imagine you as a player, but I thought that was going to be the end of our Super Bowl drought. Not just the end of a Super Bowl drought, but not winning a champ. We had not experienced a championship to that point in my lifetime. The last time the city of Philadelphia won anything was 83 with the championship with the 76ers. I was like 8 months old. Didn't even get to experience it. So you look at what happened since then, and the closest we really got to that moment was that Super Bowl. And you thought, even after it, the only comforting thing was that, oh, no problem, we're gonna be fine, we're gonna go to a couple more with these guys. And then the band broke up, more or less. It was a very, very disappointing thing. I'm sure you were disappointed. Everyone in Philadelphia was disappointed. And now, whenever it gets brought up, and with Andy Reid going back to a Super Bowl, first time in 15 years for him, it gets to dredge up the old memories again. Mm-hmm. And it was helped along with Donovan saying T.O. broke up the Beatles, more or less. And then you have you also have McNabb coming out and also saying that Freddie Mitchell never called a play. You also have him saying he never threw up. Then T.O. responds saying, oh, man, I'm going to air all the grievances now, man. I'm all pissed off. You want to blame me for breaking this up? It's ridiculous. Like, it's just a wild thing, and it makes you go down that memory lane, that unfortunate memory lane of what happened with the 2004-2005 Eagles and what could have happened in 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008. Like, all those memories. You're watching a guy like T.O. go on to have good years for himself in Dallas. He even played well with the Bengals in the 1 year he was out there with Chad Johnson. It's a wild thing to think about, and I can't help but go down that dreadful memory lane of what could have been had they never gotten angry or gotten upset. But the one person I still blame above T.O., above Donovan, is Joe Banner for not just calming the waves and saying, T.O., you want your contract guaranteed? I got you. That would have been a great business decision. But when people talk about the egos of Donovan and the ego of Terrell Owens, they always leave out Joe Banner. Mm-hmm. Because I think Joe Banner's ego was bigger than those two combined.
Ooh.
What could have been.
Yeah.
What could have been.
And just to remind people, so Terrell Owens signed a 7-year, $49 million contract before coming here. His second year, he was only going to be making $3.5 million. That's what he wanted to renegotiate. And Joe Banner said, nope.
Yeah, not going to happen.
No. He took us to a Super Bowl and played on a broken ankle. But no.
All right. Coming up a little bit later, we'll hear from Brian Westbrook. He's going to be on with Mike Bisinelli today at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So you can get more on this with Mike at 4. But Brian Westbrook was also on Fox Sports 1 yesterday, where he said two things that really jumped out to me, and it really helped fan the flame a little bit here. One was that he wished he was an older player at the time that went down. He was 26, which for a running back is not a spring chicken. But, mm-hmm. you know, there are other guys that have been around longer, right? You were one of them, Trey.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Dawkins, Donovan McNabb himself, obviously Andy Reid. But Brian Westbrook wished he was one of those guys that went in there and nullified it. Turns out Brian Dawkins tried to do it, and it didn't work out. We went through the story of Hugh Douglas trying to make it better. That made it worse. So that didn't really help things out too much.
I don't know if he really was trying to work it out.
Oh, he's just there for his own.
He just went in there just, you know, there was already something going on.
Understood.
Yeah.
So anyway, he didn't make it better.
No, definitely.
He got winded is all this happened. And we got a story for life, especially you. So like all the things that happened, and Brian West was like, I wish I could have said something. I wish I could have done something, but I was too young at the time. It didn't work out, unfortunately. But then the other part of this is that the other thing that Brian Westbrook said was that he, too, blames Joe Banner more so than he blames Terrell Owens and Donovan McNabb. Then our tweet yesterday, our Twitter poll that we put out was, who would you rather have for a 10-year career, T.O. or McNabb? And T.O. won, running away with it. So T.O. decides to screen grab our tweets, our Twitter poll, seeing that he won, and basically spiked the football and just tweeted out the fact that he won our Twitter poll with the, 2,600 votes that it got. Donovan, I believe this is how it actually went down, Trey.
Mm.
T.O. quoted Donovan's tweet from Bleacher Report, where Donovan just put out the thinking emojis, where he's saying Freddie Mitchell never called a play in the huddle and that he never threw up in the 2005 Super Bowl following the 2004 season. And T.O. still responded by saying, well, look, I won this Twitter poll. So now we've been dragged into this wonderful, wonderful mess. So we'll get into that a little bit more as the show goes on today. The other thing we're kicking around is All-Star Weekend in the NBA coming up. Well, first off, we got All-Star in the NHL, and I know you're really excited about your boy Travis Konecny, Bob Konecny. Yeah,
yep.
your skills competition tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll be all attention to that. Mm-hmm. And then in a couple of weeks, February 16th, we have the NBA All-Star Game. Last night, Joel Embiid officially made it as a starter. He was voted in by the coaches, players, and fans to be a starter in the NBA All-Star Game. I don't think he plays in the game, but you guys had an interesting little conspiracy theory about that game. What is it? Would Joel Embiid play or not play? What is it?
I'm just trying to figure out. How can you say that he won't play? If he's cleared and just given his history, would he play in the game?
Without playing for the Sixers?
Yeah.
Better not. He can go to the All-Star game, make sure you bring a nice blazer, and sit on the bench, but I don't want you playing that game. If he gets cleared to play in the that All-Star game is his first game back, and he plays in that game before he plays for the Sixers, I am going bonkers on this here microphone.
Well, all right. What if he plays? So you say if he plays one game, fine, he's good to go.
As long as he plays for the Sixers first.
Right.
Before the Eastern Conference All-Stars, yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay. Yeah, I just wonder what fans' reaction will be. Comes back, plays a game or two, and then goes to the All-Star game and plays 20 minutes that day after what happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the All-Star game, supposedly healthy, came back and wasn't. Knee was hurting enough for him to miss the next 8 games. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know.
These are all things we're trying to figure out. Let's get to Zach in Levittown. Zach, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
So I got two what-ifs, one for the Flyers and one for the Eagles, things that could have been.
All right.
So I'll start with the Flyers one because that one's probably the less interesting. But when the Flyers had the second overall pick, they took Nolan Patrick, and they could have had Mikko Rantanen, who has just been an unbelievably good player.
Mm-hmm.
They could have had Miro Heiskanen, who has been one of the best defensemen that's come in. And then my second point is, me and my friends were looking at this the other day, and Tyreek Hill was taken, I think, like two picks after whoever the Eagles picked in that year's draft. And could you imagine having Tyreek Hill with Carson Wentz?
Yeah, you'd have that burner, and then you'd never have to go and get DeSean Jackson. So, yeah, that'd be a much different story. Those are some fine what-ifs, Zach. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, man.
Sorry. Appreciate it.
The Nolan Patrick draft. Sorry, that didn't make my list.
No, it didn't. Because it was Hischier, depending on how you like to say it.
He's down in St. Louis for the All-Star game.
Yeah, he's pretty good at the hockey. So yeah. See, whenever you go coin toss in hockey, I go with another thing that actually physically cost us a championship. 610-632-0930.
I have three Flyers things on my list.
Oh. And
yeah. Still yet to be said.
Well,
you want to take a guess at one, Mark?
How come Travis Konecny doesn't respond to my request for dinner?
Damn it, number one.
That's right. I knew it. 610-632-0975. Oh, Raider Jack chiming in. We'll talk to him. We got Drew in Westchester as well. Open lines after that. 610-632-0975. Coming up, we'll let you hear from Brian Westbrook yesterday on Fox Sports 1, where he pointed the finger at somebody that doesn't get enough blame in the T.O. McNabb fiasco. Time of the Fanatic, 8:11.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hoagies are here. The Hoagies are here, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget next Sunday, the big game. A week from Sunday. I would show my Lee's Hoagies to our friends on Twitch. But I already ate them.
Yeah, I house mine.
They were a nice variety.
Yeah, I love their tuna.
Thought I had an extra minute in that commercial break. Then I don't.
Everybody's quiet in there. What's going on, guys?
We're here.
Nothing. Just guys hanging out.
Dudes eating some hoagies.
Next Sunday, the big game, of course. Score a touchdown and let Lee's Hoagie House cater your big game party. No party size is too big or too small for Lee's. Lee's Hoagie House has been feeding Philly football fans with the best hoagies in our area, cheesesteaks as well, wraps as well, since 1953. Find the Lee's closest to you at leeshoagiehouse.com. Easy for me to say. Let's get to Raider Jack is on the line with us. What's up, Raider Jack?
What's up, boys? How you guys doing?
Good, man. How you been?
Good. Listen, though, real quick before I get to my phone, you got to start putting a sounder on before Trey comes on with that Manscaped things. Three accidents from laughing so hard. They took away my company car.
Oh.
I mean, seriously, Trey. I mean, you're killing me.
All right.
You're killing me. By the way, I do use Manscaped whenever I have my candy penises on hand.
You know why, Raider Jack? Because you're a damn gentleman. That's why.
Yeah, I try to be. So listen, I was thinking about draft choices. I grew up, my father was an Eagles fan, and I remember my dad used to say that he would have taken a bag of balls over Mamula and John Harris.
John Harris, I remember.
Wow.
Offensive lineman from Virginia, right? Big, tall, skinny guy.
No, he was a DN.
DN that they were thinking of maybe converting because he was so bad.
Yeah, from Virginia.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that one being a shady pick.
And then, listen, I got to get into this T.O. thing because I just don't get it. I really don't. I know the guy was a talent, but he is our generation's Antonio Brown. I mean, he was nuts. He was a cancer to the teams.
Well, I'm not going to go Antonio Brown because Antonio Brown seems like he has real serious off-the-field issues. T.O. just seemed to be a malcontent, a little bit different than Antonio Brown. I understand what you're saying in terms of a guy that really couldn't make anybody happy. But the reason it sticks with us for so long is because it was so good for that 1 year. And even the following season, people forget, at 32 years old, he led the Eagles again in receiving yards. The following year after the Super Bowl, he only played in 7 games, and then he wanted to play for the Cowboys and had great seasons with the Cowboys. He had 3 straight, at least 1,000 yards, 10 touchdown seasons with the Cowboys.
But he always threw his, especially when you're quarterback, he's always thrown his quarterback under the bus.
Hey, he cried over Tony Romo.
Yeah,
Todd. Can't forget about that.
That he did.
Hey, Raider Jack, let me give you a gift card to Lee's Hoagie House. All right.
That's awesome. Thanks, boys.
All right, you hold on right there, Raider Jack. Good talking to you, my friend. Don't forget again next time you have that big game on this coming week from Sunday. Score a touchdown with Lee's Hoagie House Catering. Your game for yourself.
And one of the things I remember when he was in Dallas, it was kind of funny when he was in training camp and they had him riding a bike.
That's right.
And he put on the on the bicycle outfit, shades and hat and all.
That's funny.
T.O. was hilarious, dude. Like, I never had any problems with him. He was always cool. Like, uh-huh. We always played dominoes, sat around, played some spades and stuff. He was cool with me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I always thought he was funny as well. Yeah. I thought, the spandex bet that he had with Andy Reid?
Yeah.
He couldn't wear tights?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you get the 14 touchdowns, you can wear tights. And I think Andy said, if you get the 14 touchdowns, I'll wear tights.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. That's funny stuff. That's good stuff that he was bringing. And we all thought that first year. Between Donovan dusting off his shoulders at training camp at Lehigh. I mean, I remember standing right there watching that happen and laughing. Like, oh, Donovan's keeping his new toy, you know, in prime condition. We couldn't wait. And the reason it sticks with us is because of the question we're asking today. What could have been? What's the biggest what could have been moment in Philadelphia sports? Because I think nothing, I don't think anything tops that moment. What could have been if Donovan and T.O. would have kept it together, if Joe Banner would have got involved and said, T.O., I got you. You're going to play in a Super Bowl. You're going to come back and play as hard as you did in that Super Bowl. Yeah, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
2 years guaranteed. Got you. No problem. Again, people forget. Because of, you know what people remember? People remember, that's my quarterback, about T.O. being in Dallas.
Right.
People remember him pouring the popcorn on his face. And then people remember this third thing.
Don't forget the Sharpie.
Well, that was the Sharpie, San Fran. Yeah. But in Dallas, you remember,
mm-hmm.
He thought Jason Witten and Tony Romo were drawing up plays without him. Do you remember the story?
No.
T.O. thought that Jason Witten, Tony Romo were conspiring against him in their offensive game plan.
Oh, well, yeah, they were. It's Jason Witten.
Yeah, but you can't say that when you're getting over 10 touchdowns and over 1,000 yards per season.
The ball must be thrown to thee.
It was the weirdest conspiracy theory I'd heard. Because they became like best friends, Jason Witten and Tony Romo. What's his name? T.O. would be looking at him from across the room going, oh, they must be talking about plays without me.
Yeah, side-eyeing him.
That's the one play. Oh, you want to run that play to him and not to me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're still doing okay for yourself, T.O. Imagine if you would have put up those numbers here with Donovan, with your offensive line, with Jim Johnson's defense. Yeah, I kind of like our odds a little bit here. Somebody's hitting me up on Twitter saying that, you can't say they would have won a Super Bowl. Look, no one wide receiver, you didn't have wide receivers win Super Bowls for you. Well, if you have T.O., if you have McNabb, and you have Jim Johnson's defense and a fine offensive line anchored by that man right there, mm-hmm. Trey Thomas, guess what? You're going to go to a couple of Super Bowls at least.
Yeah. I mean, that team was 13-1 before they lost the last 2 games. Like, that wasn't just a wide receiver carried team. A wide receiver was the last piece you needed.
What could have been
for that team? And it just turned out that you got the best in the league at the time.
What could have been? Drew in Westchester, thanks for holding. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Thank you.
Morning.
So yeah, I got a good. I think what could have been, and it's the Flyers one, and I think this has to be probably the top one. If it's not, I'd be surprised. But in the 1990 NHL draft, when the Flyers had the 4th overall pick and they took Mike Richey, and then the Pittsburgh Penguins had the 5th overall pick and they took a guy named Jaromir Jagr.
Yeah. That's a bad one.
So I think, you know, what could have been there if we would have had Jagr instead of Mike Ricci? I mean,
Ricci's Hall of Fame.
Everything.
I'm surprised how many people are going hockey today.
I know, right?
Well, I mean, it could have affected the whole Lindros situation and everything. You never know what could have been there. You know, if we would have even gone for Lindros at that time, if they would have had both those guys on the same team, you know, I mean, it could have been something crazy.
Hey, at least we got a 42-year-old Jaromír Jagr about, you know, 20 years later. So we're good, right?
Yeah, well, there you go. You got him for at least a good year when he was 42. There you go.
Hey, Drew put up some of the best numbers in his career. Drew, my man, I'm going to give you a Lee's Hoagie House gift certificate. How's that sound?
Thanks, brother.
My man, put you on hold. We'll get that to you. No problem.
Well, it shouldn't be a surprise that the what-ifs are coming up flyers. I mean, they haven't won a cup since 75.
You know what?
Plenty of, and I'm looking at my list, and I have three what-ifs on flyers alone.
Yeah, there's no better person, no better team probably to look at than what-ifs.
Probably not.
Let's get to Dante in the Northeast. Dante, what's going on?
Yo, good morning, fellas. What's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing. You know, I just got a question for you guys. You know, I just want to know that if you guys think that, do you think, like, Terrell has, like, more of the upside because maybe he is telling more of the truth on what actually happened, on, you know, as to what happened? Because you not only have Terrell saying it, but you have the whole Freddie Mitchell situation. And then I'm not sure if you guys were listening to Cuz yesterday on his show. He was saying that a lot of guys on that defensive side of the ball didn't really, you know, have a thing with McNabb, so I
want
to, you know, just ask you guys.
What is your question?
McNabb is the common factor here.
Yeah, like McNabb has, like, you know, besides Joe Bannon, because I agree with you to that. Like, you know, Joe Bannon, I think Joe Bannon should have, you know, let go of that big ego and just put it to the side and say, "Listen, Theo, you know, we need you here, et cetera, et cetera. Look at what you've done for us and for the city." But as far as McNabb, you think McNabb could have been done something bigger and
yes.
Better?
Yes. No, we were saying that yesterday. McNabb, you can't say you're not going to talk about somebody else's money, and then a couple of weeks go by, and you're like, oh, by the way, you guys should really pay Brian Westbrook. Like, you can't do that for one guy and not the other. Regardless of the fact that Westbrook had been here at that point for, I believe, 4 years, 5 years, you can't come out and talk about that guy and then not talk about the guy that came back and fought his way back to get into a Super Bowl for you.
Right, and I just have one more thing before these guys cut me off. I feel as though, as the fan base in the city of Philadelphia, we should might as well just let it go. It's in the past. You know, we're sitting here talking about a bunch of what-ifs. Well, like, you know, we already won the championship. We experienced it in 2017, so we might as well just let it go. I mean, I have a big what-if in life, too. I think we all have those what-ifs in life, but, you know, if it's in the past, we might as well just let it go.
Yeah, nope, not going to do that. It's going to bother me forever. It's going to bother me to the day I die, Dante. Thanks for the call, brother.
Thanks, Dante.
Hey, Farzy.
Yo!
Question for you.
What's up?
Do I just, you know, because I'm not going to participate in the cornhole contest, but I just need a ticket to get there?
Yeah, we just download one off the website, my friend.
You just swipe up.
Dante, are you on Instagram?
Yes, I messaged you a couple times.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, you're right. I'm sorry.
I don't think you like me enough to message me back, so.
What? Oh, hold on. Wow. No. I'm going to go to my Instagram right now. Guy, huh? Hold on. No, I'm going to do this. I've never messaged you back.
Wow.
I think you've seen it, but you didn't message me back.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Impossible. Oh, I cry
Trey
impossible.
Trey $16 to sign pictures and Mark
can't
message somebody back.
You know what? Hey, Trey, you mind if I, you know. If you handle some light work for me over there, Trez?
Big time Farzy.
Damn, son. So all you got back from me was a scene?
Oh, wow.
I said,
cold-blooded.
Remember, I sent you the picture of the music thing at my job that I was too complicated to mess with.
Oh, that's right.
And then October 15th at 11:07 a.m.
Oh, damn. Dude.
And then it says clearly right here, scene.
Oh. Wait, you said Yo Farz? That's all you said?
I said Yo Farz. I wanted to ask you guys a question this morning. And as a matter, I just messaged you right now saying we got beef. now you've seen it.
Oh, now I got you. I said, this is two grown men Instagramming each other. This is what's happening. Yeah. Okay, hey, sup? There, hey, boom. Hey, I just sent you back.
Don't bring any
Don't send me no pictures of no gummy penises or nothing like that. I don't do all of that.
Dante, you stay right there. We're going to hook you up with a Lee's Hoagie House gift certificate. How's that sound?
I see
you've seen my what's up in my Instagram, but you haven't responded, you jerk.
You gotta give me a second. I gotta think of what to say.
All right, man. Thanks very much, Dante. Appreciate the call, man. Put you on hold. Let you get a fine Lee's Hoagie House. We got one more we're gonna give away before the show's out today. How good are those hoagies, man?
Very tasty.
Everyone finished their hoagie?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All gone.
Oh, delicious. So here's the thing. Brian Westbrook goes on Fox Sports 1 yesterday. And I wanted people to hear this one more time. Because he blames who I blame for why that Super Bowl never happened. For why that Super Bowl championship didn't come to Philadelphia. Why that Lombardi Trophy had to wait another, 12 years to actually see it come to fruition in Philly. Brian Westbrook blames the same person I do. Take a listen to B. West yesterday on Fox Sports 1.
I think that T.O. signed a contract before he came to Philadelphia last year in San Francisco. He wanted that thing to be guaranteed the last couple years in Philadelphia. And Joe Banner had the opportunity to say, okay, T.O., you broke your leg, you came back, you played in the Super Bowl, and you balled out. You were the best wide receiver in the game all year long. We're going to just guarantee the last 2 years. We don't have to fight about it. We don't have to discuss anything. I don't put blame on Donovan for that. I put more blame on Joe Banner.
Joe Banner is the culprit that doesn't get called out enough for this whole fiasco. 610-632-0975. Once again, Brian Westbrook will be on with Mike Missinelli later today at 4 o'clock, where maybe this subject will come up again. Who knows? But the other thing that we were getting into earlier, and it's weeks away, but we're going to go from the past, way back when, 15 years ago, to the future, 2 weeks from now. And whether or not, almost 2.5, 3 weeks from now, actually, whether or not you want Ben Simmons to make the All-Star team. Because right now, Joel Embiid has made the All-Star team as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys, you pot stirrers, dare ask the question, if he's not healthy before the All-Star game, but gets cleared to play in the All-Star game, would you be okay with it? The answer to that is absolutely not. If he does not play for the Sixers before the All-Star game, you mean to tell me he's going to get cleared medically for an All-Star game and not for regular season?
I'm just saying. If the timing is, hey, you're cleared to play, are you okay with him playing?
No. Right. Absolutely not. I haven't lined up the calendar quite yet to see when the Sixers' last game is before the All-Star break.
It's probably that Wednesday.
Okay. So if he doesn't play in that Wednesday game, you mean to tell me medically he's going to get cleared by Thursday, by Friday, and then play in the game on that weekend?
They play the Clippers at home on a Tuesday night.
Okay.
The All-Star game will then be 1, 2, 3, like 4 or 5 days later.
Right.
What if, Tuesday they come in and they check him out and they say,
No.
Or if he's cleared that Monday.
No.
Yeah, he's cleared Monday and then he gives it a shot against the Clippers.
Did you guys
plays
get
the plays like one, half? Because of load management. Because you have to play him back in the shape.
Yeah, go ahead, play him in the
All-Star game. And then if he goes to the All-Star game, are you okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with that. No. Hold on a second. I'm okay with him going. Go, have fun, have a good time. But don't play in the game. It's BS if he doesn't play for the Sixers before he plays in the All-Star game.
And it's in Chicago.
Yeah, it's in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be cold.
What does that have to do with it?
I don't know.
But I'm just you know how I stand on this. It would piss me off. It would flat out piss me off if his first game action was the All-Star game and not playing for the Sixers. Now, I know it's a finger injury. This isn't a knee or a foot like it was last year, tendonitis supposedly.
Well, you know his ass is going to be out of shape.
Well, yeah. So what are you saying? Get him 15 minutes in an All-Star game?
No, I don't. I don't want him playing in the All-Star game.
Okay, that's all. Okay.
Yeah, no matter what? I mean, I won't be, angry if he does, but I don't know.
But I'd be...
After last year,
I'd be pissed off if he doesn't play... If his first game action is an All-Star game and not playing for the Sixers, that would piss me off.
Yeah, we're all on the same boat there,
at least?
Yeah.
Now, but what you guys are saying is that you wouldn't put it past Joel Embiid to sit out the remaining unofficial first half of the season, whatever, before the All-Star game, and then go, I could play in the All-Star game.
Well, I mean, it's like a huge marketing tool for these guys, too. You know what I mean? Like,
his new shoe.
Yeah, he's got Under Armour just announced a new shoe.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's a part of all this.
His coach loves it when these guys can go play.
He'll push to play if he's ready.
Maybe. Good news. Joel Embiid is returning for the All-Star game.
Wait, Trey just, as far as I'm concerned, you just broke the news.
His new shoe debuts with him in the All-Star game.
Fresh off a finger injury.
Look, there's no report.
Mountain Dews are going to be falling out of the rafters.
Just everywhere.
Yeah. He's going to be kicking them with his new shoes.
He's going to be in the game in the Hulu has live sports jersey.
While he plays NBA 2K on the sidelines. Exactly.
Yeah, well, FIFA. But I think that. No, there's no report out there, but as far as I'm concerned, Trey just reported what is going to happen, which is that Joel Embiid is not going to play for the Sixers over the next 2.5 weeks, and his first game back will be the All-Star game where he does debut his shoe.
I don't expect to see him before the All-Star break.
So he's playing in the All-Star game, though.
That would anger a lot of people, I think. I think the team would...
Let it burn!
The team would probably be smart to advise against that. Not that they can control him.
Yeah, exactly. Does he give a damn?
Probably not.
Exactly. Don't miss that Monday morning show, folks. That's all I got to say. The fireworks will be going up.
We'll talk about his new sneakers.
Yeah, that's right. Doesn't his shoes look great? You know, he played. Son of a... That'll be infuriating. 610-632-0975. So, let's make this official. Sam, let's make it our official poll question. We might have asked this a little while ago, but do you want Ben Simmons to make the All-Star team? Bottom line, just a simple yes or no. Do you want Ben Simmons to make the All-Star team? We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show.
Question on that real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
Because you say he's in eighth place right now, right? And that's amongst at his position?
At his position, in guards, yeah.
So you already got your starting five that's in there, that's going in there.
Yes.
If he makes it as a reserve, are you going to skip over the other four that are in front of him?
I think it comes down to voting. I don't think the voting goes to that anymore. I think the voting goes to, is it then to coaches and players? It's not fans anymore? I think is how it works.
I think it's coaches and assistant coaches. I'm not positive.
Are you
going
to skip over the other four?
That could happen.
Yeah, it could, because, you know, fan voting is fan voting. Like, what if the Celtics played 20 home games during fan voting and another team played 10? You know, so they're going to have the upper hand on voting for their own guy or whatever it may be. Mm. Although you do most of it online now anyway. But, I you could. I mean, like, what'd you say? Taco Fall was somewhere in the top 10 big men team or something?
He was fifth amongst the
front court. I mean, there's going to be some guys you're like, what?
Uh-huh.
That don't deserve it. But, yeah, he could catapult over those guys.
Wow. Yeah. So we'll determine determine that a little further. Also see if the Sixers fans actually want Ben Simmons to make the All-Star team. And then there's another name out there being linked to the Sixers as far as a trade goes. This one would most likely shake up the starting lineup of your 76ers. Time of the Fanatic is 8:41.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Now I'm getting a lot of DMs on Instagram. That's happening. People found me. Wasn't that hard, I guess. One guy's asking to come in.
What?
One guy's asking to come into
literally?
The
literally.
Literally. One guy's asking to come into the studio.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
That was good.
That's what she said.
Proud of you.
I'm proud.
It wasn't that hard, huh?
That's
funny.
Struggling.
I don't know what to say after that.
Mark, what are you doing this week?
My mind is ninja'd. Going to my brother's. Going to get together with some of the family. It's going to be nice.
Sure?
Get the kids together. Yeah,
you bringing your Nerf gun?
Sunday. Yeah, I probably should bring the Nerf gun.
Yeah, I would advise that on that.
You're not going down to Atlantic City for anything?
No.
Okay. Because if you do, you know they're auctioning off some Frank Sinatra's furniture.
Oh.
What?
Did you see this? I just got a text from a buddy of mine who said you could get Frank Sinatra's marble toilet bowl.
He had a
marble
toilet.
Yeah.
Marble toilet.
Marble toilet.
Marble toilet. Hmm. And it's being auctioned off on Sunday.
So Frank Sinatra's ass was on that toilet.
That was my first question.
Doesn't marble get cold?
Yeah, isn't a marble... Marble's cold, so if you're putting your bare ass on marble, isn't that a cold ass?
We're talking about Frank Sinatra's ass here.
Well, so his ass was always on fire?
Exactly.
Yeah?
If anything, it needed cooled off.
His marble throne.
Do you still put the cushiony seat on that?
No.
Well, that was the thing probably in Sinatra's day.
Yeah.
It was that big, like, foam.
There was nothing grosser than a foam toilet seat.
No.
You just felt like you were, you know, sitting on every other ass that ever sat on it.
Especially when there were cracks in it.
It's not good.
I wasn't presenting beautifully at all.
One that had been there since, you know, 1960.
Yeah.
If I was baller like Frank Sinatra, I'd get like a personalized ass toilet seat.
Just something molded to your
ass. Like something particularly molded to me and my legs. Screw the marble. I want personalization.
Could you imagine the guy at the toilet factory that's like,
who measures that?
Whose ass is this? I think I've seen it before. That's Frank Sinatra's ass, Jimmy. You better make sure that's a nice job you're doing with Frank Sinatra's ass-molded marble toilet seat.
Yeah.
He had an Art Deco bed. That's also going to be auctioned off.
Don't put a black light on it.
Lot of action in that bed.
Could you imagine that all the way up there?
Yeah. Well,
could you imagine the people you could clone with that DNA? That's probably all the
Spider-Man in here.
Larger than life erotic art.
Oh.
Now, define erotic.
Frank was definitely a horny guy.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
Do I really have to?
Yeah, I mean, like boobs hanging on the wall type of horny. Like, oh, it's artistic.
Yeah. So apparently when they gave him this room, they also gave him a blank check to go buy furniture. Literally. They were like, here, Frank, get whatever you want. So he got pianos, a marble toilet, expensive clocks, artwork. Hmm. And it can all be yours this weekend, Mark Barzetta.
What's the cheapest thing I could bid on?
Say the toilet's going to go for between, like, $2,000 and $4,000. That's not bad.
$2,000 and $4,000?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
$2,000 to $4,000, sure.
Have Frank Sinatra's toilet in your house?
Come on, Mark.
That might be worth it.
You put that next to the swings in the basement? My God.
For me to do my doo-doo where that man did his doo-doo, that would be the voodoo that he does so well, baby. Has the stains been cleaned out of it?
I would hope not. I would assume it's presenting beautifully now.
Yeah, it's awesome.
If you're auctioning it off.
So what I was about to say was...
Okay.
This guy wants to come. He just hit me up on Instagram. He wants to come into the studio, but we can't have guests because of the construction.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
It's kind of outrageous right now.
I need to get back to that fella. Seems like a nice man.
In a couple months.
A couple months, we'll have him in. Andrew in Newtown. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good, man.
Good.
Hey, Mark, you should definitely go after that toilet, man, because I could see you going on and tweeting a picture of you in that toilet, playing that toilet in your house right next to that sex ring. You'd be like, man, I'm ready.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would absolutely do that.
Yeah, I would. No, I can imagine that. Yeah, so anyway, the reason why I'm calling, first of all, I love your show. You guys crack me up. Even if I'm having a bad morning, you always make my morning.
Oh, thanks, man.
That. So here's my greatest what-if, and this is for a good thing that happened in Philadelphia sports. So this is for the Phillies. So let's go back to 2007. So remember that late series in August with the Mets? The Phillies swept them, right?
Right.
You remember that series, right?
Yep.
So that made me realize as a what if. What if the Phillies had never swept the Mets in that series? Because they were down 6 games going into that series behind the Mets. There were 6 games back of the Mets heading into that series. They swept them, and then they were only 2 games back. So that got me thinking, if the Phillies hadn't swept the Mets in that series, I don't think they would have won a division. That probably wouldn't have started the dynasty of 5 straight division titles for the Phillies. So that was my thinking of, what if that never had happened?
Oh, that's an interesting one. No, that is an interesting one. I think there's another one that's greater. Now, I still want to give you a gift certificate to Lee's Hoagie House. How's that sound there, Andrew?
I would love it.
All right, my man. Thanks. I'm going to put you on hold. That's a good one. But when you think back, because that's definitely one you think back to, but... It's more along the lines of what if you kept Jason Worth and not signed Ryan Howard first to that huge deal? What if Ryan Howard never blows out his Achilles? Somebody said that on Twitch a second ago. Some great suggestions on Twitch, by the way. We'll get to those in a second. But yeah, there's a lot of things on that list that you go back to that five-year stretch with the Phillies, and as good as it was, you still want. Like, here's the thing that's wild about the Super Bowl that we've been talking so much about this year, or this week. I don't believe it just would have been one. And the Phillies did win one World Series, mm-hmm. and everyone still looks at that team like, I know they got to another one, but they never won another one. No. And they also degressed every year since winning that World Series. The Phillies win the World Series in 08, they lose in 08, or lose in 09, and then every year was a step backwards. It's wild to think about.
102 wins, and it was still a step backwards in, what was that, 11?
But my point is, we won.
You're right.
Yeah. But we won that World Series. And we still look back on it and think, oh my God, what could have been?
Because we don't have dynasties in this town.
Yeah, but we
don't. We just don't deserve them.
But look at 04, the 05 Super Bowl. We didn't win the 05 Super Bowl, so we look at it like, oh man, you know, what could have been? We just won one. Yeah, we did win as a city in 08 with the Phillies, and we still think about what could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that...
Because core should have been a dynasty.
Right, but why are we still talking... For the question that people will ask, like, well, why are you still talking about it now? It's because of what could have been.
Because it hurts.
But look, we still talk about the 08 Phillies, and we still talk about that era of Phillies baseball going, oh, what could have been if this, if that. They won. They accomplished the goal. It happened. You should be able to push this out. No, we still hang on to what ifs from that era. And we experienced the championship. And people are like, oh, why are you still talking about 04, 05? Well, because of what could have been. If we're still talking about a team like the Phillies that did win, and we're still talking about what...
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.